Negative reaction to the governor's proposed budget for K-12 education was swift.
A no-tax budget is a false promise when it really results in tax increases at the local level.
Jack Norman is the research director for the Institute for Wisconsin's Future. He says the possible loss of $400 million in state aid for public schools will force some school boards to cut programs or raise taxes. That's because the Doyle budget ends two-thirds funding and leaves existing revenue caps in place.
Now, if the revenue limit is allowed to increase a bit from year to year, but the state aid does not keep pace with that, there is a larger proportion of that local of that revenue cap amount that the district is going to be able to get from property taxes.
The head of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards agrees tax hikes are possible.
This is probably as bad as it gets.
Ken Cole says that's because the governor also wants to eliminate the qualified economic offer. The QEO limits teacher salary increases to 3.8%.
And what you'll see is, I suspect, the teachers asking for more money than we have to spend, and our programs will contract or we'll arbitrate our budgets.
But the state's largest teachers union disagrees. Wisconsin Education Association Council Executive Director Michael Butera says repealing the QEO will end a decade of unfair treatment of teachers.
This is the School Boards Association trying to create a false belief in the public that their property taxes are going to go sky high in order to ensure that we have high quality people in our schools and we take care of our children. It's just, you know, it's just not the way it is.
However, if the caps on teacher salaries goes, the school board's Ken Cole says the much-hated caps on spending should also be lifted so school districts are free to budget like municipalities. Meanwhile, Doyle's plan would change the funding formula so that higher-spending districts give up some state aid to the lowest-spending districts. The Institute's Jack Norman says that will hurt in rural areas like northern Wisconsin. There, he says, vacation property creates high property values, but year-round residents have some of the highest poverty rates in the state, and that requires more dollars per pupil. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.